Habocha Arya Englad on the subject of the difference between the Birchas HaMitzvah on Pesach and on Sukkos.
So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, brings a machlokes between Rava and Rav Acha Yaakov on whether Zman Hazeh, the mitzvah of Matzah, is a Daraisa or Darabonon. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Matzah Zman Hazeh, Daraisa, Umara Darabonon. Maishin Amara, so the Gemara asks, what's the chiluk between Mara, the Chsev, Amatzah, Murim, Vizman, the Ikka Pesach? Only when there's a common Pesach, that's when there's a Chiyat Matzah. Vizman, the Lekka Pesach, Lekka Mara. But when there's no common Pesach, there's no Mara. So too, the Gemara says that by Matzah, also when there's no common Pesach, there should be no chiyuv for Matzah. So the Gemara, Matzah Nomei Hoki Ksev, and Matzah Mermim. Matzah Mahad Be'ekra, Be'erev Tokel Matzah. So the Gemara says that, if you're over, that's why we have the extra possible Be'erev Tokel Matzah, is to come and tell you that even when there's no chiyuv of common Pesach, B'zman Hazeh, there's still a chiyuv of Matzah D'Oraisa. So then the Gemara comes on to Rav Acha Yaakov, who is Cholik and Rava. And he says that what does Rav Yaakov says that both Kama Pesach, both Matzah and Marav Zan Hazeh is the Rabbanon. So what does he do with this pasuk that we just learned how the extra pasuk by Erev Tokel Matzah is to come and teach you that there should be a chiyuv of the Raisa still for Matzah even though there's no Kama Pesach. So Rav Yaakov, he learns that for another drasha of for Tomei or someone who should be Derek Chayka, that he's still chayv in he's still chayv in Matzah. Because there was a Havmina that even though there's no Pesach and there's no Mara, also Matzah there's no Chiyuv. Mashalom, that no, you still have this Chiyuv. Then the Gemara comes on to a Brisa as a Raya to Rava that even Bezman Hazeh there's still a Chiyuv for Matzah. And the Brisa says, Sheish Shom brings a Pasuk of Sheish Shom Teuchah Matzah, Zubiyam Ashvi, Atzeres Hashem Alekecha. And then makes a Drosha, Mashvi Rishus, Av Sheish Shom Rishus. Just like on Shvi Pesach it's a Rishus to eat Matzah, so too the first 6 days. So then the Gemara asks, how do you know that if the first 6 days are also Rishus, how do you know that the first night after Laila Rishon should also be Rishus? So the Gemara comes and brings the pasuk, Amatzah Merom Yochlu. But that we only know, Amatzah Merom Yochlu, we only know you have a Chiyuv Matzah, you only have a Chiyuv on the first night, Bizmanj Vesem Mitosh Kaim. How do you know that even now, Bizman Hazeh, that there's no Kom Pesach, there's no Bizmanj Emes Mitosh Kaim, there's still a Chiyuv? So the pasuk comes, the Gemara comes, Tamalom Be'erev Tuchlim Matzahs, that the Torah was Koveya Achoyv, that even nowadays there's no Kom Pesach, and there's Bizmanj Vesem Mitosh in Kaim, you still have a Chiyuv Matzah. And the Rambam in Hilchos Comments for Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, brings. He says, Mitzvah Asim Natura Lechol Matzah Belecha Misha Osa, Shlema Be'erev Tokel Matzahs. That only on the 15th, on the first night of Pesach, you still have a Chiyuv Matzah D'Oraisa. Abel B'Shal Regal Achilas Matzah, Rishus, Rotzah Eichel Matzah, Rotzah Eichel Oiriz, Adoichin, Oiklerus, Operis. Abel Belecha Misha Osa, Bavad Choyva. We see that only on the first night, the Rambam Pasuk is that only the first night is a chiyuv, and the rest is a rishus. If you want to eat matzah, you can eat matzah, and the rest is a rishus. And the Gra and the Chizkuni, the Gra Paskins, that even though there's no mitzvah chiyuvus, there's no mitzvah chiyuvus of achilas matzah, the rest of Pesach, there's still a mitzvah chiyuvus every time you eat matzah on the rest of the 7 days, even though it's a rishus. And the Chizkuni on the pasuk of Shivat Yomim, Matzah Tocheilu, he says that no, there's actually not even a mitzvah chiyuvus, there's as well that a mitzvah chiyuvus. So this concept that we see that the first night is a daraisa and the rest is a rishus, we also see by sukkahs that the first night is a chiyuv that you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, whereas the other 7 days it's only a rishus. The Gemara in Sukkah on Chav Zayin of Aleph, the Mishnah brings a machlokes between the Rav and the Rabbanon. The Mishnah says, Rebeleza Omer Abbas Sesudas Chayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom Achas B'Layla. V'Chomer Omer in Adav Kitzel. The Rebeleza holds that you're chayv to have one Sudah B'Yom and one Sudah B'Layla. Sukkah of 7 days coming to 14 Abbas Sesudas. And Chomer says in Adav Kitzel Chutz M'Layla Yom Tavishn Shachad. So the Gemara says, comes explains two shifts of Rebeleza and the Rabbanon. And explains the shift of Rebeleza my time to Rebeleza Teishvuk Ein Tadura. So the Gemara Madir Achas B'Yom Achas B'Layla. Avsukkah Achas B'Yom Achas B'Layla. And therefore that's why you're chayv to have 14 Sudas on Yom Tov. The Rabbanon who say they only chayv on the first night, where do they learn? It's from Kedira. They learn it out from Joshua of Kedira. Madira, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Ochel. If you want to eat, you can eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Therefore, you're only chayv. So the Gemara, so how do you know that the first night's not Rishus and the first night's a chayv Daraisa? So the Gemara, we learn a Hekesh from Pesach to Sukkah of Tesvov, Tesvov. And just like Nel Yom Tavishan of by Pesach is a chiv deraisa, so to Lili Rishon over here is a deraisa. So Zot the Gemara, where do we know that over there it's a chiv deraisa? So it brings the same pasuk of Erev Toif L'Matzis. So the question that is all brought down from the Balaman and Miri on Kufchof in Pesachim is what's the chiddik between matzah where the chiv deraisa as the chiv deraisa on the first night in Sukkah, where there's also chiv deraisa on the first night, and especially since Sukkah, which is now the drasha is from matzah, tesvav, and just like tesvav by Pesach, you have chiv deraisa on the first night and not the rest. So what's the chiddik between the two? Why on Pesach we only make a bracha of Asher Kishonim Mitzvot Tzivonu and Achilas Matzah on the first night and not the rest of the 7 days? Whereas by Sukkot we make a bracha of Asher Kishonim Mitzvot Tzivonu Leishem HaSukkah all 7 days every time we go into the Sukkah. So I saw two terutzim and between them we'll claim two different ways. The first terutz I saw is a chiddik. The Gemara says that a person can't survive more than 3 days without Shino, without Achila. And therefore, Mela, within the 7 days, he's going to have to come to an achila and to a shina. He's going to have to come, to sleep during Sukkot. Whereas by matzah, as we saw in the Rambam says that rotza oichal matzah, rotza oichal oirez, rotza oichal kloyos oiperis. You can eat whatever you want the rest of Pesach. You don't have to come. You don't have a chiyuv that's going to come onto the achilas of matzah. So to explain this, I saw that Maram Chalava explains that it's a svara in Brekos HaMitzvahs. That when you're going to definitely come on to eat matzah, it's not that you're definitely going to come to eat matzah, and therefore since you don't definitely have to come to eat matzah, someone who doesn't eat matzah is not going to be mevatel mitzvah asay of achilas matzah. And therefore someone who's not going to eat matzah is not going to be mevatel mitzvah asay of achilas matzah, therefore someone who's eating matzah therefore can't be mekayim a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Whereas by Sukkot, the pasuk says, Sukkot teishu shivas yomim. And we know that it's impossible not to sleep or eat for, as Mara says, for more than 3 days. Therefore, the Mela person is going to have to come onto, the Achila or the Shtiyah or the Shina, and therefore he's going to come onto the Mitzvah Sukkah. Therefore, if you're definitely going to come onto something, and you have to come onto something, therefore you have a Chiyuv Daraisa, and therefore you're going to come onto Yeshiva Sukkah, and therefore there's a Bracha. Whereas by Matzah, since you're not definitely going to come onto Matzah. If you don't eat matzah, you're not going to be mevatel mitzvah say. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, and therefore there's no bracha. But it will come out from here that there's still a mitzvah kiyumis, even though you're not being mevatel a daraisa by not eating matzah. Still, if you eat matzah, you're still going to be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, which is like the Gemara says that on all 7 days there's still a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah. A second terrorist to answer the chiluk of why by matzah there's no bracha and by sukkah that yeshivas sukkah is still still a mitzvah, yeah, still a mitzvah, still a bracha, is that by matzah, when you eat matzah, the reason why you're eating matzah is because you're not eating chometz. There's an issa of lo sokul chometz shemotamim of not eating chometz all 7 days. Therefore, when you're eating matzah, you're only eating matzah because you can't eat chometz. It's like eating behema tahira. There's no bracha when you eat bosa of behema tahira because you're not eating it because you can't eat bosa behema tamea. But whereas by sukkah, since we said the same Gemara before, that it's possible to eat or not to eat or sleep for more than 3 days. Therefore, when you come to eat or sleep and we see you walking in sukkah, we know the reason why you're eating and sleeping in the sukkah is because you have a chiyuv. End of the day, you could end up eating and sleeping outside the sukkah. So therefore, we see it's very clear that when you come onto the eating and the sleeping in the sukkah, you're only doing that eating and sleeping because of your chiyuv daraisa of sleeping in the sukkah. Whereas by matzah, all we see when you're eating the matzah is that you're doing it because you can't eat. You're doing the maisa achilas matzah is only lehapach the avera of eating chometz on Pesach, and therefore that's why you're not. And that's why you're eating chometz and eating matzah, and therefore that's why by matzah there is no bracha because you're only doing it lehapach the avera of eating chometz. Whereas by sukkah, the reason why you're doing it and going into sukkah is only because you have the mitzvah and the chiyuv of yeshivas for sukkah.
Didn't get the tzad on the sukkah side.
On the sukkah, mamili, you have to eat in the sukkah. You have to eat and sleep within 3 days, and you could do it in your house. You don't have to do it in your sukkah. Therefore, when we see you going into sukkah, mamili, the only reason you're going into sukkah is because you have a chiyuv deraisa of yeshiva for sukkah. So therefore, when you're doing it, you're only doing it because of the mitzvah daraisa. By matzah, the only reason you're eating matzah, really you want to eat pas, but you can't eat pas because there's an issa. Yeah.
So the difference between getting away from an issa or being mekayim a mitzvah.
Right, so that's why
it's negative or a positive.
Right, so the Sefer Yitzchak says that there's no brocha, that you never say a brocha on a lav. You only say a brocha on an asay. You only say a bracha on it, right, you never say, the Sefer Yitzchak says that you never say a bracha on a lav, you only say a bracha on asei. That's why also, that's why by sukkah we say a bracha, because you're doing a mitzvah asei of yeshivas for sukkah, and you're not doing, whereas on matzah you're just doing the lav, you're being mekayim the lav of not eating chametz. Fine. So that's that. Just to end off the last few minutes, I saw in the Sefer of Rav Gurbitz, Anfer Azel, that on Shvi Shal Pesach, we're going to be reading Oz Yashir, and we read it every single day, we say every single day in Davening. Pasuk says, Oz Yashir Moshe Mnei Yisrael Tashir Azois, L'Hashem Vayom Rulim, Rashir L'Hashem Ki Go'ah Vassus, Baruch V'Ram Vayom. So, Rashi's come to answer a question, why does it say Oz Yoshim Moshe, Oz in the future, Yoshim is in the future, it should say Oz Shah, and now they sang. So that's the first question. So Rashi says, Oz Yoshim Moshe, Oz Kishra Nes, Ola Beliba Shira Shir. When they saw the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, now they were able to say Adah and Shvach Hashem, and they sang the Shir. And Rashi comes and brings a Medrash later on, which says, "Omer Rabbeinu Zichrono Lebracha Mekan Remes Tchias Hameisim LaTorah." From Oz Yoshe Moshe, we now see a remes to Tchias Hameisim LaTorah. So Rav Ron Gurbitz brings us two kashas. It goes, why first of all, like Rashi was coming to answer, why does it say Oz Yoshe? It should say Oz Shah. Now they're saying, why are they singing? Why is it going to Oz Yoshe in the future? We're going to be singing. Why is it in the present? Now we're singing because we saw the Kriyas Yamsuf. And the second question is, why by Tchias HaMesim are we going to be singing, a Shira for the Kriyas Yamsuf? So, with so many things have happened in between, we've had Maimon HaSinai, the Luchos, we've had everything in between, why would we be singing Shvach and Odah for the Kriyas Yamsuf that happened before? So, to answer this, he brought two Terutzim. He goes, the first heard was that we see every morning when we daven and we say Mitzvah Shir, that David HaMelech sang Shira when David HaMelech bought the karka that the base of Mitzvah was going to be built on. He sang the Shira of Mitzvah Shir and Kasa Bais to David. Aron Lecha Hashem Ki Lissan Velo Yisamachta Veli Hashem Elekai Shivate Elecha V'Talpeini. That David HaMelech was thanking Hashem for a refuah that he got from a previous illness. And that he was thanking Hashem V'Talpeini and you healed me. So they ask over there. He asks over there. Why was David HaMelech thanking Hashem for healing him when he was building the base of, when he bought the land to build the base of Mikdash on? Avada, when he was healed from his illness, he was already he already said Hoidat Hashem for saving him. So why now when he's come to the base of Mikdash is he thanking again? So Rabban Gurbitz wanted to say that David HaMelech when he bought the land. Years later, after his illness, he was thanking Hashem again because now he realized how much he gained and how much more he was able to do and accomplish. That now that he was saved from his previous illness, had he not been saved, he'd never been able to do it. Avada, when he was healed from his illness, he thanked Hashem for his illness, but he only thanked Hashem for his illness over there because of the illness, because he got through of the illness, but not because of what he's going to do in the future. And so now when he was coming to the Beis HaMikdash, when he was buying the land for the Beis HaMikdash that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built on, he was thanking Hashem for healing him that illness and that now that he was able to accomplish this. So he wanted to say, so too over here, that by Tchias HaMesim, we're going to, even though Avada, that Moshe and Kali saw sang Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf, when we were saved from the Mitzrayim, but only now we realize that we had Maimon HaSinai, we had everything else in between, all the way till Tchias HaMesim. Now that we can thank Hashem properly for the Yeshua of saving us from the Kriyas Yamsuf. And a second answer he wanted to give was that when does a person have such a korah and such haidat Hashem? It's only when a person has someone has true simcha and true emunah mitachon Hashem. And the psukim before, he wanted to answer that from Rabbi Ari Lopian, that the psukim before, V'yosh Hashem b'yam ahu es Yisrael miyam b'tzvayim, v'yah Yisrael 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 es If you ask someone when he's saved from something, if you ask someone straight away when he's in simcha, you know, how long is the simcha going to last? He'll say a week or two. But if you ask him in 10 years, will it still last? Avada, that same simcha is not going to last. But this simcha, which it was at the time of Kriyas Yom Sivan, which is going to be the same shira and hoidah we're going to have by Tchias HaMesim, was only because they had a true hakara and a true amuna and yira and Hashem, and they were able to realize that everything was because of this.